What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
It smells like shit in
Whoa,
here.
Whoa, Dan.
I'm telling you, it smells like garbage. What happened, Dan?
Dan likes a movie.
All of a sudden, it smells like trash.
Okay.
I don't smell it.
What? Yeah. Oh.
You're lucky, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay, my bad. Donnie's trash.
Yeah, it's me.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of play with that question. Sure, that would
be. All right, real quick. I'm going to flip the fucking script on the whole conversation right now because we're going to change this up.
Wait.
Okay, fuckers. Okay.
Donnie, turn me on. You're being a dick.
Okay, yes, you're right, on. Right. I can hear you through my head.
So all y'all fuckers, forget about all that.
Yeah, you're on.
I got some shit for you right now.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Yeah. Wait for it.
All right, now you can change.
Now, converge. Conversation change.
Okay. Converge. Converge. Ooh. Change.
Since the last time we've discussed it, because it's going to happen, the Tyson Paul fight.
Tyson's gonna knock him the fuck out.
So much more fucking frisky. How
excited
about
for it?
How about that fucking face off?
I'm excited for it. I'm sticking with Tyson's gonna knock
it?
Him out.
Did you see
I'm
it?
Sticking with
it.
Him.
Did you see it? Did you see? Did you see the standoff where fucking Paul's like,
this is fucking David Tyson's versus just fucking like, Goliath,
yeah, whatever,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, but the difference is when Tyson steps in a ring.
Oh my.
He's gonna go black, man.
It's a switch.
He sees red.
He's not even the same person.
And Paul's like, I don't think
Paul has that.
No. I feel like
Paul. Do you know why?
The whole
he's white.
The whole fucking the thing that he's trying to push out right now. He's like, he's trying to push out like all this stuff because he's a fucking YouTuber. Like he's trying.
I think he just
generates shit. And fucking Tyson's like. Dude, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Did you see that last video with him hitting that humongous?
Yes! Dude, and fucking Tyson laughed at him. He was just like,
So, do you know what the young kids are saying?
Right, but Tyson's
They're
also
all
in a different
stuck on that Tyson needs money and he's gonna throw the fight for money. I'm like, do you not know?
No.
About Tyson? I will say this, though.
Tyson has money.
In the past, in the face offs, Tyson has been like, I'm gonna kill you. So, that's a little worrisome.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he has.
Dude.
I think every single face-off, he's just like...
He doesn't like his fighters.
But the way he clowned fucking Paul like in it. This
so,
round,
so that was when I get in the dope, ring, dude. I don't like that guy.
Is he shunning it?
He fucking... I think he clowned him.
I think he is. I think he's like, I'm going to whip your ass.
He's like, dude...
Because it was...
Come at me with your fucking...
That's what I'm taking from
it, fucking all this bullshit. And he's like, dude, I'm going to fuck you up, dude.
Let's be honest.
I hope so.
Aside from all the bullshit and all the shit...
I'll still love
Deep
him.
Down, I want to see Tyson in three, bro.
Deep
I want to see
down,
Tyson in three.
Who do we want to see win?
Tyson.
Tyson in three.
And I think that's what's going to happen. Not necessarily maybe in three, but I think Tyson for the win.
Tyson
sure.
in one. What the fuck are we talking
Dude.
About?
Dude.
Yeah, Tyson in one.
Tyson mad. Tyson
I
mad.
Don't.
That's a punch, bro.
His
I watched
knockout it. Record was like 18 seconds.
And
look at
and I
look
watched
at Jake Paul's past fighters. Bout.
I like, watched his practices and shit. I'm like, holy fuck, that kid is fast.
I'm not saying Jake Paul will never be
a
boxer.
A kid.
He has made changes.
Dude, that boy is fast.
If you watch the documentary on it, he's changes. He's become better.
He's a decent boxer.
But he's not there yet.
No.
He hasn't fought
Tyson's
level
is Tyson.
Yes, he hasn't
man.
Fought that level.
But he's also not. Packed on 35 pounds.
Okay, cool. That doesn't translate into fucking power
it
and
muscle.
Accuracy.
It does.
Dude,
it translates
stamina,
into power.
Power
stamina
definitely. Wins
but his
it could. It could
and
translate
Paul
into power.
Will win in stamina. Regardless, I don't care
if
how.
If Paul gets close and Tyson gets
dude,
one good hit, he's done.
I don't care
hit,
how much
as long
Tyson
as Tyson,
works out.
As long as Tyson
age,
doesn't go ape shit.
It doesn't matter. He is not going to go 12 rounds.
I think Tyson's a smarter fighter,
well, no,
too.
But
they're
he
only
is.
Two rounds.
It's
so
only
six
minutes.
Six stamina
six,
versus
six,
knowledge,
two minute
man.
Rounds.
2 minute
That's
rounds.
What this yeah. is. It doesn't even come down to like
or 8 2 minute rounds.
It's stamina versus knowledge.
But 2 minutes is nothing.
Who can go longer? Who can go the smartest?
And dude, Tyson?
And Tyson
he does not
hits
break down to that
like
because
fucking
Tyson's
machine,
had like
dude.
60 something fucking bouts.
When Tyson
his
hits, his
bro,
arms don't even move.
I'm telling
move,
you, the experience,
man.
Like he's been there.
His arms don't even move. It's like this whole like
boom. He's so fucking
it's,
fast.
It's like You and get hit with his shoulder and his.
It doesn't take. He doesn't even extend and he'll.
I've
fucking
seen some
knock,
of those old, God, like yeah. the older Tyson fights. I've seen
if
some of those.
A, if it's a true, legit fight where.
It's supposedly a true legit fight.
Eight two minute rounds.
So
yep. Tyson, the round is not because shorter. I'm old school. Mm-hmm. It's because it. Tyson, yeah. you're yeah. right, 2 minute rounds
instead of he, what five, right?
Two instead of five. Red,
or two instead of three.
No, it's 12 rounds and 3 minute rounds.
Three minute rounds.
Two instead of 12 rounds.
And it's 16 ounce gloves.
Can you believe
that? So, yeah, it's all sanctioned. It's all like officially official besides the round lengths and amount of rounds. But I feel like.
Which is variable. And that happens within the sanctions.
They said they wanted to press more action
right
into the fight. So, but I feel yep, like
I get that. I'm all about.
I feel like rounds. Tyson will have the stamina. I don't think there's anything about that. I think that my only issue is like obviously the age.
What's the longest rounds they can go?
3 minutes. That's
2 minutes.
Rounds.
2 minute rounds.
They're eight. Oh, 2 minute
usually
rounds.
2 minute usually rounds. A 2 minute round, but a yeah. fully sanctioned boxing match is 3 minute rounds, 12 rounds.
Right. This one is
eight rounds.
2 minute rounds.
Eight rounds. Okay.
But it's sanctioned.
I don't know, man.
It's fully sanctioned, bro.
That's a lot of rounds.
Oh, boxers will use 14-ounce gloves.
But I've
no, they're like fully. No,
I've watched, it says right here they'll use the 14-ounce gloves.
Like he's
USA
he's a good boxer, but he's not a great boxer.
They have like, the 8 2-minute rounds.
He's become a pretty good
fighter. Both boxers will use 14-ounce gloves that are heavier than usual.
Fully agree. I just think Tyson.
I used to be like,
I don't know, man.
Dude, Tyson,
this is just what it's saying on USA
Tyson's
Today.
Dude, kind
of proved himself to some degree.
I feel like Tyson's gonna fucking land a couple
it's
blows.
Just, it's like fuck his world up. Man. It's like
when you grew up and beat your dad up.
It's like yeah, exactly.
which time? Which time?
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I think Tyson is a fucking different animal, dude.
Different animal.
I hope he can turn on that, like.
Red,
like the dark side.
See red. He just sees red.
I hope he can turn
he gets
that on.
Punched once if he and can't. He just goes insane.
Because I don't think he turned that on for Holyfield.
No, because he was burnt out at that point.
They're giving Paul a slight edge because Andy he's just 3 inches tall.
No.
I'm just so just USA Today.
This could be
bullshit. I
come down to that. If he cannot channel that fucking,
I'm not sure
animal. The Tyson animal.
I'm not sure.
And he might be fucked.
I'm personally saying he can and he will. He'll knock him out.
What? I
think Tyson will knock out Paul.
Oh, so we're watching it here, right?
You're Paul?
No, fuck no, Tyson.
We're watching it somewhere.
Like, watching it here.
Right? God, is anybody Paul? I don't make the plans. Good. Lex does the plans. Oh. I just follow along.
Me either.
Oh,
but
I can't know either.
She tells me what I'm doing. I do it.
I'll so fuck. You've been married more than 10
years? I am super stoked for that.
It'll be 18 this November.
That makes sense. And you get my knee right.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Got a cortisone shot sorry, 19. Coming.
You got a court case coming?
Year. Cortisone.
Yeah,
cortisone? You'll be 6 miles
this
ahead.
Is a long time.
Fuck.
Well.
I've been married longer than your old ass? Up,
yeah, yeah.
What?
Jeez. I was 27 when I got married.
I think that makes me older than you.
Mentally, yes.
Right?
Dude.
Sore. What the fuck sore. Are you doing? And where'd you get that bike?
Your shoulder's good, though, right?
Oh, my shoulder's fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it.
Where'd you get that bike?
From your
so from my
butt. So, but now you're wrecked on the knee or what?
Yeah.
Have you not seen his brace and seen him gimping around?
Just from just a little overexertion.
Wow.
I took a little bit.
I got back into fucking. I did doing push-ups in my fucking elbow, dude.
God, you fucking old.
Shut up, you old fucking bastard. Like, nobody wants to talk
you know
about
why, you know why I haven't Josh had any of those problems? Doesn't do any of that.
That's what I was going to say. Well, I don't have any of those problems.
No, he doesn't.
I don't run. I don't do push-ups.
He's a lean son of a bitch that looks like he fucking works out all the time. He doesn't do a goddamn thing.
I do.
Fuck you, Josh.
I do.
No, you don't.
But he couldn't deadlift. What do you do? He couldn't deadlift the 125, though. Just saying.
Oh, I did. I did.
Deadlift the 125? What?
Oh, we seen it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I know you freaking.
If there was
nature.
Alcohol involved, I
well, there was lots of alcohol involved. We were there
well, was. Then I probably could have done
when
it.
When
we
were together and alcohol was not involved,
yeah, I was going to say.
Was I high? Because that would have helped for sure.
You probably were.
I probably wasn't high.
That was probably the fastest ride I've ever seen.
I probably wasn't.
Okay, you probably were. Because we always are. I mean,
wait, what?
What?
I'm not. I don't know.
We didn't
stay high.
We're in Oregon.
Me and Dan kind of talked about it a little bit. Do you guys watch that roast of Tom Brady?
No, I fucking hate Tom Brady.
all good. Why would well, you that not was why you watch really watch it, dude. It was good. Tom fucking Brady then.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good.
I might check it out at some point, but yeah, no. I can't believe,
of all people, you haven't fucking seen it. He's seen it. He's seen it.
I knew it was there. It. Yeah. I was
you like, haven't seen Tony Hinchcliffe is on there. He fucking.
Oh, my God.
It was really hard to watch.
Yeah, but I have to see that little boy kiss her.
It was really hard to watch. And if he's not convinced that he's
gay. It was hard to watch because it was so good.
After that.
Well, that's probably why him and Jizz.
Then I don't know what it is because every motherfucking person that went up to that fucking podium said, "You're fucking gay, Tom."
Yep.
Like, like legitimately, you suck dicks. You like men. It's cool.
It's like it.
We love you. You're the best quarterback of all time, but you suck dicks.
I will never give him that either.
Being a fag?
No, best quarterback of all time. Chase and I have had this discussion, too. I will never call him
the most winningest.
I'm gonna
the most cheatingest, too.
I'm going to throw out there that Patrick Mahomes will overtake everything that he ever did.
I would go with that.
Mahomes.
So it's on Netflix. Okay, I'll check it out.
You know, I did appreciate the fact that Peyton Manning made an appearance.
But he's so good.
That was good. Peyton's coming out and Coach Belichick.
He's fucking like
Belichick.
He's a cheating coach. I don't like Belichick either.
But Belichick and he was just like, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then fucking Peyton came out and Peyton was like, God, what did he say? He was like, hey, Tom, I know sometimes you live in L.A. and sometimes you live wherever else, but just remember that you'll always live under my shadow.
Ouch.
Dude, there was some good. There was some good.
There was some. Yeah. I mean, if you do not like Tom Brady, you should watch it, dude. Stellar.
I'll check it out eventually.
It's stellar.
You'll laugh.
Maybe the tonight when I get home.
You will definitely laugh.
I'll probably fast forward when Belichick's up the talking.
Hard, man. He was gangster. I don't know what. He was drunk as fuck or something, man.
Who?
Kevin Hart.
He kind of sucked.
Yeah. Sucked balls. I mean, he always sucks balls, but he was. I like Kevin Hart.
He tried too hard on
it. I really think he was drunk and he was just fucking lathering, man, because he just kept like, yeah, motherfucker. And
he tried too hard. You know who actually killed it is Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser.
Or Glaser.
She fucking killed it. And then.
And did she get work done? Because she's way hotter all of a sudden this episode. No.
She's always been pretty hot, though.
She always been. She was really, like, I think she got something done. But she
didn't, she didn't,
she,
what's his face fucking date her for a while? Legion of Skanks. Come on.
Oh, the fucking Mexican dude? Yeah. The rattlesnake? What the fuck?
Come on, bro. Come on. I was counting on you.
Oh, Joe, no. Not Joey.
Don't let me down.
Shit.
I know it's going to come to my head like right after you figure it out. Big J. Okerson.
You know, I gotta say, Tom Brady looks Louis weird, J. Gomez. Man.
I knew there was a J.
Whether he's gay or not or whatever, I don't give a shit. But his facial structure is weird. And his mannerisms
hair. His on hair stage and his facial structure
were weird. Eight. And it was like he was very uncomfortable the whole time. He was awkward the whole time. I don't know, man.
True motherfuckers.
He definitely doesn't look like the Tom Brady to join the NFL back in whenever.
I couldn't find anywhere better to hide it.
Chase, read that chair, please.
Tom Brady's a bitch and Chase, fuck him.
Read that chair.
Peace off. Fuck all y'all.
It has a limit.
Except for Dan. I like Dan. Fuck you, Josh. Fuck you, Dan.
Thanks, bro.
I'm not Dan. Fuck you, Dan.
Thanks, bro. Fuck you, bro.
Damn, sorry for bringing you into it's this. Okay. Fuck you, Donnie.
All right, that's more acceptable.
Fuck you.
I love Dan. Fuck you, Dan.
Dan?
Got all quiet in here. Fucking Chase walked away.
Garage is open. Kids out here.
Garage is open. Kids going in and out.
I'm going to update you on titties. She's doing good.
Flamingo?
God, some people's kids, I swear.
Titties and is other the favorite children. Child.
I'm good. I got some
She
more
will always be the favorite child.
That is true. Did you happen
to throw this out there? Fuck you, Donnie.
I accept that.
You test me good.
I knew you'd like something.
God damn it.
All over that today,
of course you. Of course you'd touch me like that. Fucking dick.
So I'm going to be in here for a few.
Oh, good.
Quiet waterfall.
Do you hear your best friend's mad at me?
Sorry.
I was out of town and didn't show up to his daughter's birthday party.
Well, that's pretty big.
So, Amelia, yeah. Tell us.
What?
What are you going to do all summer?
Sleep. I am going to sleep.
The dollar store?
I like sleep.
Be quiet.
Sorry.
You're
going to sleep in?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to sleep in.
Waste every single day.
And I'm not going to be lazy like you, okay?
Oh, Josh.
I am going to go in the pool, and I'm going to go camping, and I'm not going to waste my summer laying around and eating potato chips because I'm a couch potato. I'm not going to do that, Chase. Yeah. And you want to know why? Because you'll be busy doing it.
You'll be busy, Chase.
She turned it on to you.
I love Chase's potato chips.
Who doesn't?
Potato.
Are you more potato chips or tortilla chips?
Dude,
I think I'm straight toothless. Potato. I take a potato.
I go back and forth. I need variety. So yeah. I'm gonna switch chips.
But like a Lay's Ruffles, you can dip that in salsa too, just like a tortilla. That's
fucking dank, dude.
And I guess if you're making nachos, you gotta have tortilla.
Bro, I'll throw some seasoning on there.
No, we
call you Rushi.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say this earlier. Josh went and had that expensive dinner last night. Lex and I went on a date night. Went to Hooligans. We had fried pickles. We had cheese curds. We had loaded fries.
Hooligans.
Uh-huh.
We each had Hooters. We each had two doubles.
I know where you're going with this.
Two doubles, Hooligans. And it was like $60 bucks.
Shut the
Is Hooligans
up.
Hooters?
No.
You know, it didn't really hit till I was driving home, and I was like, we don't have any fucking leftovers.
Oh, no.
Spent $75
Bro, if you got no leftovers, $75, like you fucked up.
At midnight.
You didn't totally be able to revisit that.
You should have got like a fucking tinfoil swan.
Because it was one meal.
Don't do it.
Which is enough.
My dog is officially drunk.
That's where I'm confused why you paid $40 for a meal.
That is just crazy.
You know what? Because it was a special occasion.
It was a special occasion, man.
What?
I went $39.95 on that motherfucker.
Your 10-year anniversary for being a couch potato. Oh, was that the special occasion, Josh?
Damn, she's fucking spitting fire, bro.
She's got a problem with...
We either keep her on or get her off, bro.
She's got a problem with Josh tonight.
Josh is literally...
I think you have to get out tonight.
Yeah.
Titties is right.
This is new. Titties is right.
Everything.
I mean, I welcome you into my house constantly, and I feed you.
This is her house, bro.
Adley does.
This is her house.
Oh.
With my food!
And I feed myself with my food because all the food that you have in your house is organic, lactose intolerant.
Oh, damn. If that's true, I wouldn't eat it either.
Stupid off-brand milk.
Off-brand milk. What's off-brand milk?
It's the stupid hourglass milk that is not
Dairy Gold or Grey Value.
Yeah, it's got to be Dairy Gold
or Grey Value.
It's just fucking Fairlife milk with protein.
Isn't Fairlife not even real milk?
Just get the 2% milk.
Where do you buy that, Josh?
Costco?
Are you trying
in the dry food section?
No, he gets it from Whole Foods. He gets it from Whole Foods.
You Whole Foods.
But wait, I just got to... Isn't Fairlife not even real milk?
Fairlife? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm just saying because my wife buys that Fairlife shit. Dairy and Gold? It can sit on the shelf. It doesn't have to be refrigerated.
It's from,
like
Fairyland or something.
If it doesn't have to be refrigerated...
Stable milk?
Yeah.
Stable milk?
I stand by my ways.
No, that's fine.
2%.
It's probably better for you than normal milk. I'm just saying, like, if it can sit on a shelf and be okay,
ew,
is it really milk anymore?
No, because
we do not leave this milk on the. Oh my god, are you serious?
You cannot.
My wife bought a whole case of fucking Fairlife milk, and it sits on the shelf. It says it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
It's milk. I don't know what's happening right now. I need a voice to reason.
$6 for a fucking half gallon.
I need you.
It's fucking ridiculous.
My dad's waiting, so Titties is out.
Titties out.
Peace out.
Favorite child.
I agree.
Unless you're Josh.
Go eat some potatoes.
Josh has a different favorite child.
Dan, can you please clean up this fucking dirty conversation?
Go eat some potato chips.
We need a voice of reason here. Daniel. Rotten milk. Yay or nay?
Rotten milk? No, I don't like rotten milk.
Thank you.
But, I mean,
he's got nothing. Like,
rotten milk?
I don't like rotten milk.
No, who does?
Who does? Yeah. But I do go for fat-free. Fat-free milk.
Oh, I mean, let's be honest.
All day, every day.
I mean.
Why? You're trying to bulk up. You should be doing the whole milk, dude.
Why do you need the red label, bro? Fresh, you don't need no red label.
All the protein, no.
This guy's got yellow label.
No, nothing.
Fucking no, Fairlife, like,
sugars.
It's water with milk protein.
Yeah, Fairlife uses some kind of cold filtration process that separates the milk into five components.
Ew.
At that point, you're not getting anything. You might as well be
getting Fairlife
some
takes milks
fat.
And fucks it up.
God, it needs
God
fat.
Damn, Josh.
I get plenty of fat.
You pissed him off with Fairlife.
Tell me, run 10 miles a day.
Fairlife ruins milk.
Yeah, don't do it.
Disgusting.
Josh, stop.
I'll run 10 feet a day.
10 feet?
10 feet. That's about all I can run.
I'm waiting.
I mean, that's
just waiting it out.
That's all I want to run. I don't like running.
If you get out every day,
your body's not going to.
I mean, if somebody bigger than me is chasing me, I'll run. But other than that, there's no need.
Your body
no fucking need.
How many people are bigger than
you? Started running.
Not many, but when I find one, when I find one,
stop running.
I'm gonna be scared. I'm gonna run.
I'm not genetically able to run fast and be fat.
I did want to tell you guys this story though. So I went in. Since my knee's been bothering
that
me.
That was awesome.
I was like, I know exactly what it is. It's this like ligament that connects the shin to the like the bottom of the knee.
Did you say ligament?
Yeah, listen to him try to sound smart.
It's pes asternine bursa.
Yeah, pes.
So it's bursitis. So I knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, I liked it.
So I go in.
There's a difference. A ligament attaches bone to muscle. A tendon attaches muscle to correct. Muscle.
Correct. And I just don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
My peroneal tendon is fucked. It's not talking.
Not I don't care your story.
Heal. Fuck you. I don't want to talk about it either.
Ligaments don't heal very well either.
No, they don't. In fact, that's why I'm fucking. Don't heal. That's why I'm wounded.
And when they get inflamed, they fuck with you forever.
Don't.
So it's not like it's not damaged. It's just like hurting because it's like fuck you.
No, it's like fire burning down your fucking calf every fucking time you walk. No, so I
wouldn't know. Yeah, I didn't pick up running exactly 10 miles a day.
So I went in. Anyway.
That's why I can't run, bitch.
I said I want to tell a story. God damn it.
Good. Blessing in fucking disguise.
Go ahead, Daniel. Fuck you, Josh. Go ahead, Daniel.
So I go.
You want to run? Run, bitch.
I'll run your face off. In my ass.
You'll never snowboard again.
Actually,
why am I getting cut off?
It was actually feeling pretty good.
You dirty son of a bitch.
So I go in.
I hate Donnie B. Go ahead, Daniel.
Now Dan can Daniel. Land his plane.
So finally, I went into
he had a story to tell.
Urgent care. They're like, yeah, we don't do it. You got to go to this other location. So I went there, and they're like, yeah, we can't promise anything. So I go into my.
Smells like ass.
Was,
I know.
It was Chase.
No.
So, somebody is shitting themselves.
It smells like garbage.
I've been trying to be polite and keeping it in. I'm like, this stinks bad.
I've been saying this for a minute.
Okay.
This is not my brand.
You said you didn't smell it.
No. I have recently.
If I shit my pants, I would claim it. Straight up. Recently. I'm proud of my fucking brand. This smells like garbage.
You know, I trust somebody that has to sleep with it.
She knows. She's fucking out of here right quick.
She's like,
or
like,
how you dumbass is sitting.
Or she has been in here multiple times. Is she leaving them?
That is her.
Is she crop dusting us and blaming it on Dane?
Are you doing it? Is this you?
You are.
I tried. I tried.
Dana.
Lick it.
No, I'm pretty sure the garage smells like asshole.
Like dirty, rotten asshole.
Yeah. I've been here with my garage. I know what it's like.
So anyway, your garage.
Anyways, back to the story.
Finally, I go. I'm like, I was making an appointment with my.
He doesn't know his garage.
With my doctor, or whatever. So she doesn't have an appointment available, but her nurse does. So I made an appointment with the nurse. Go in there in the morning. Sit down. She comes
on
in.
The paper.
Naked.
No, I sat on the chair. I was like, I'm not sitting on the paper.
Who the fuck sits on the chair, bro? Like, if you're paying for
you only sit on the paper when you need to sit
it's
on
a fucking,
paper,
that's a fucking power move.
It, you need to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I want him to use that paper.
It's a power move to not sit on the paper.
It's a $50 move.
And it was
straight
a
up power
chair.
Move.
The chair was like for somebody who was like 480 pounds.
Well, yeah, they all are.
I was like, I'm sitting.
You know, they probably have to replace the paper whether you sit on it or not.
Probably. Well.
Well, that's why I'm going to put my ass crack.
It's like when you take a plate to a table and they're like, this isn't mine. You're like, oh,
I might as well use that as bonus.
I did eventually sit on the paper because she asked me to.
Well, yeah, because you always have to.
She wanted to rub my leg and, you know, manipulate my knee.
Touch it.
But I'll tell you this much, dude. It was a super hot redhead.
Okay.
So she wanted to manipulate.
I like when they're fiery.
The weenie.
Like Anna Kendrick.
It's all coming in. I was going to ask
any pictures?
Was hot.
No. Fuck Anna Kendrick, Nurse.
Come on, dude.
And it was a... It was like a weird vibe.
Weird vibe?
Very like...
Not a barn vibe.
She was hitting on me kind of thing.
Like,
it was a weird... It was like really good, though. It was a really good doctor's visit.
So you didn't pull the whole cartoon.
She liked the chin hair, bro. She liked your chin hair. She was like, holy fuck.
There was something, dude. There was something.
She was into the ball tickler.
This dude, for our listening viewers that don't have visual pleasure, like the rest of us, Dan's hot.
It was good. It was a good little... I walked out... I hobbled out feeling pretty good.
She had visions.
I told her everything that I thought. I was like, this is exactly what it is. I just want a cortisone shot. And she was like, went through the whole thing and she was like, totally legit. That's exactly what it is. Let's go. So
what'd she say about the Viagra shot to the bone?
She's like, you don't need it.
They have those?
Have a boner.
Be like, you're so already,
you obviously have
you're already erectile.
What did she say about you impregnating her?
Nothing? Nothing? That was just a bi-party? No. That's cool. I get it.
Donnie.
You're smooth. Are you guys being
feces? I'm just picturing this Anna Kendrick nurse.
Are you guys being feces?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes. Yeah.
With Dan?
Not with Dan, just picturing her. So I probably shouldn't stand up.
At this point, I cannot picture her without Dan in the room. Like, not sitting on the fucking paper like he should be. She's like,
it would have been passed
on the paper.
You're so hot.
See, they don't get it.
You can see it. It's a movie in the making.
He doesn't get it.
Dan, we'll just call it Dan. We'll sit on the paper.
I won't.
Why should you?
Dude, you think that's not less safe than the fucking nasty seat?
Are
you a germaphobe, bro?
No, but my least favorite part.
I didn't wear a mask in there either.
Bro, you don't rub your vagina on the seat, bro. You set your ass on it.
I did wear a mask.
I'm sure they clean the shit out of that whole room.
Nah, that's just dirty as fuck.
Once a day,
as soon as I walked out, it was like Star Trek. It was like
my vagina's hanging over that. If I had one,
sick as fuck. Sit down in a chair. It's the only chair that's available.
God damn, this conversation went fucking wrong.
Be called in. You're the next person come in.
So I shouldn't be licking those chairs when I go into the room.
Jesus,
I mean,
bro.
Not every time.
Are you like, I'm like, look, kids,
you're worried about the paper.
You gotta observe what's happening before.
Why?
Who walked out of the room previous?
The paper is the cleanest shit that bitch in the whole fucking place.
Yeah, I'm licking that chair.
Oh, shit. Nope.
Because I don't care about germs, bro.
Nobody's touched that paper. But
I embrace the germs.
They replace the paper.
Embrace and grace.
I embrace the germs. I didn't wear a mask in there either.
So why don't I embrace
the paper? See, that's why I love Daniel. Daniel's got
moves. I'm so confused.
People still wear masks?
You don't need a fucking mask.
Dude, one of my employees.
All you got to do is go face first.
She wasn't at work. And I was like, we're so-and-so. And, she's homesick. And I was like, this girl tends to call out sick a lot. So I was like, really? Again?
2 weeks,
yeah,
bro.
She's got COVID. I'm like, what's COVID?
She's got COVID. You're like, oh shit, that's at least 2 days.
I was like,
at least.
Whoa,
nothing.
She should take like
6 hours
off.
COVID's like a bonus. Like, you had to pay extra for that.
Retarded, bro.
Oh, you got COVID? I'm in. Because that gives me 2 extra weeks off of work.
I get pissed
you don't
off
get that
when
shit
people.
Anymore.
Test. It's like 3 days.
No, if you
bullshit.
Don't have symptoms,
for it now.
I was in the time where I had
what?
10 days.
Test positive for it now.
10 days.
I did, but my boss made me.
Yeah, because you went. You had to go get a. Because
she didn't watch you at work.
Free. Well. COVID test.
The problem was I was at work for
government funded. Yes. Just coming out of our fucking taxes.
Yeah, you fucker. You charge.
It was.
Fuck
but
you.
Look,
fuck
I was
you,
at work.
Donnie?
I was at work for 2 weeks. Sick.
Gross. Hey, you also know that COVID is considered every cold strain that's known to man.
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, COVID. I'm like, you know that COVID is cold, right?
It's what COVID-19
is the one.
You just say COVID.
Y'all just say I got COVID. Like, oh, you got a cold? Cool. Fucking douche.
Yeah.
Well, they fucked it up now because if anything serious ever happens, nobody's gonna fucking believe it.
No.
No, unless you hit if you hold the button and say, hey Siri, play this.
What did you call it before COVID?
All you gotta do is hold the button and say, hey Siri.
What do we call it
sorry.
Before COVID?
The flu.
Hey, Angelica.
No.
Is your mom calling?
Maybe.
We need to call your mom.
That's not me. I don't know what that sounded.
All right. Is this the time when we need
COVID-19?
No.
Your shit just start playing out of nowhere?
Yeah.
I have no idea why, but...
It's because it's an Apple.
No, it's because he said, hey, Siri.
Oh, it's an iPhone.
Oh, and all of a sudden we get fucking...
coronavirus music?
No, all of a sudden we get some sick-ass motionless and white. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean... iPhone shit. What?
All right. I am not going to wreck this shit. I'm going to pull this off.
You can't play the whole fucking song,
dude. You got 30 seconds, motherfucker.
For the punchline, you asshole.
That's more editing I got to do. You get 30 seconds.
They're going to sue us.
That's why we got...
I'm totally. I'm gonna testify against you, bro. I'm testifying.
Fuck you, Donnie.
You know who else is gonna testify against you?
Chase played that.
Fucking AC/DC and Napster. You're going down.
Chase played that music for more than 30 seconds.
Never longer than 15 seconds.
Well, it's well past that. It's well past it.
You just wish that you played music like.
Why don't you go to your trailer and just headbang by yourself?
I wish I could.
We're out in the middle of the road.
How dare you tease me, you dick. You know I don't have my trailer. You know I would. And I say, fuck all
y'all. You trick everybody into going to bed like, so you
like,
can.
He's like, yeah, I'm getting really tired, guys.
We should all go to bed.
Later. Bedtime for me. I've been up since early.
Bunch
so.
Of losers.
I need a I'm little nighttime rock. Tea. And I'm like.
We weren't even ready for bed. We're like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, I guess that's it, dude.
And I think I went in there and watched a movie.
Yeah, lame.
Dude, I loved it, though.
You were like, the one who told us to go to bed.
I know, because I wanted to go mosh my fucking face off in my trailer.
Here's something, I look over, yeah. I'm like, hey, Donnie, is Chase fucking moshing in his trailer by himself?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I don't think the door was closed. I think it was open, too, and he was...
No.
Letting all the bugs in.
The door was 100% closed, and I 100% fucked that trailer up.
Please, yeah. It's nice to fuck your own trailer up, not your kids do it.
Isn't it great? And that was my whole thing.
It's like my favorite. Like,
there's nobody to tell me not to fucking mosh in the trailer. I know. Because guess what? It's my fucking trailer. And
have you ever camped in your trailer by yourself, Josh?
You know,
there's nothing better.
I remember it being my most pleasurable.
It is.
It's the best, dude.
It's the best.
Camping.
Nobody says shit.
I really.
I mosh till 3 a.m.
When was
I go
it?
To bed. I jerk off.
It was that weekend. It was
that weekend. Shit, was the door open?
The hill climb.
Yeah, I'll kick the door open and be like, suck in my bitches.
And
I'll fly the dolphin.
You know,
shit comfortably because my leg has room to open. That's cool.
If you were to ask me
if you guys all saw my penis, I'd be okay with it.
Would you potentially think that camping by yourself in your trailer would be like...
It's the best.
More... Like, don't get me wrong. I love my family. I love them being there. I love sleeping next to my wife. That's
There's
all
nothing
fine and
better.
But it's like...
Than
it's
solo.
Like, it's like one night of being like the king. Because I'm not the king here. You know, I can make believe that I am.
We can tell, Josh. We can tell.
There's one king. There's one king here. There's one king in your house. There's one king in your house. We all know this. We're all married.
They're called queens. But okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm the king. They don't call me the queen.
Yeah, they do.
I do.
I do too.
Queen Dan.
I mean, three out of four call. I mean, it's cool.
The queen bee. I'm
the queen bee.
Dan,
the killer queen.
Dan is the king.
Don't let me sting your ass.
He's queenish.
I'll sting you in your ass.
I'll get you good. I'm gonna get you good, fucker. Stop. Stop it.
You wouldn't like me when
Why
I
Why are you always touching the fucking board when I talk?
I didn't like me when
I'm... No. Chase is drunk.
My hand was right here. I didn't touch shit.
Now you're like, I'm going to cut him off. Are you going to cut me off? Cut me off right now. Do it.
Do it, bro. Do it. See how he likes it.
Sting him, bro.
See how
sting
he likes it. He doesn't like it.
Yeah. See that?
Everybody still heard
that's
him
what happens
so
when
loud.
I edit it. Sorry, Josh. Jesus.
I'm the furthest. Jesus. Yeah. Hello. Jesus. Whoa.
That mic is legit.
It's holding on.
It's there.
Chase.
It's there.
What? Yeah.
You're I don't want to.
You're up all the way.
Okay. Oh, holy shit.
You got reverb going on in there?
Bro, right. can you hear me some chorus?
Dad bods need an upgrade.
I need some chorus. I need it to echo a little bit. Little
can,
like,
you, can you do the talk box? We should do a podcast in auto-tune.
I'd have to figure that shit out.
T-Pain style.
Dude, I'm telling you. T-Pain. Why you got me all turned down and shit?
Whoa, Donnie's taking it hard on.
God! No! God, please, God, no!
Please!
No!
Donnie, I'm being edited! No! Confused. No! No.
Really sorry for yelling.
You know what the...
Oh, now you turn it up. You son of a bitch.
That's just your headphones, you son of a bitch.
Josh, I'm sorry.
You know what the podcast...
I become inebriated and I'm a dick.
Yeah, that's the problem with podcasting on a Friday night. Is that we all fucking... It's like, we're just waiting to have the beer. Like, we're just like... And then like, an hour in... We're drunk as fuck.
Fuck you.
Like, why you want to fuck me?
Fuck you, Donnie.
You were drunk when you got here.
Edit me, my motherfucker.
Dude. Was Josh drunk when he got here?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a glass of wine. Like,
I had a fucking glass of wine.
He was like $45 in wine.
Trust me. I didn't buy two. I had one.
It was a mega pint. He had a mega pint.
It was a mega pint.
He had a mega pint.
It was probably a 3 ounce.
Shit, Tana's back.
I know, right? I keep turning him down.
No, it got louder because I keep getting turned off.
I thought this would turn him down, but it didn't work.
Sorry. Yeah. What?
Are you guys going to sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Jeremy goes,
go in the pool or something.
That's like the beginning of the song.
Every night has its thorn. Oh. Just like... Every cowboy.
That's all you gotta do.
Sad song.
I don't even have to slide the lever.
As is
the garage coffee table. We put on the garage coffee table for everybody.
It should be displayed
to see the two lovebirds.
Weed.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
It says love. It says forever love.
If you smoke it,
you know.
It literally says it.
What's funny is that's when gross. I started looking for a book to make.
Illegal drugs.
Dan made me a book like this back in the day. But it was all of our families.
Nicotine like, for Queen.
And so I just felt like, you know what? It's good to unearth it. But like.
It's Josh talking.
Yes.
Sorry, Josh.
Kind of. His mic is a little.
That was me being a dick.
He was telling me about why they're in love forever.
I mean, have you looked at the book?
Yeah, that's what I was telling him.
I know why they're in love forever.
It says it right there.
Taking a hint.
He was explaining that.
Bro, there's nothing better than two tiny penises touching, and they did it.
Wait, it's not like magnets where they kind of go to the side. It's
they didn't need magnets, bro. They were chemically charged.
It's just like
it's not nice, guys.
Well, one of you was uncircumcised, right?
God damn it, Dan. You brought it back in with you.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, I just didn't know if the connection was clean.
Like, you came in so fast. So it fast, is, it, like, flowed through with you.
I'm just curious how the...
It could have been worse.
There's not a lot of better romantic moments than what I've seen in this book right here. So I was just curious,
I'm curious how you're still talking and be able to breathe through this
circumcision. And second, why it smells like fucking garbage.
I think he took a shit outside. He came running in so fast.
He took a shit outside and then stepped in it.
It smells like
and then walked back inside.
Oh my God.
He ran.
I'm pretty sure those shoes need to be thrown away immediately. I don't care that they're Hey Joes.
Damn.
Hey Joes.
I can't even breathe
in
here.
My abs hurt.
You shouldn't breathe in here.
Don't know.
Do you remember the TV show Fallout?
Oh, dude. No.
You're going to fucking look like that ghoul.
Is it as big as my thumb?
Oh, this is just another excuse to go outside, and have it like.
Dude, don't shit. He's like, I got another shoe.
Where you going with it, dude?
He wants another like fluff of the fucking smell to come through, and
he wants to make sure we know that it's his smell, not the dog.
Knock everybody out.
It's like a gaseous.
You're like punched in the face with it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure I used to have vision. I don't remember.
You know that fart was so bad if he's got to open up both garage doors.
I was, like, putting Yeti in the house. I'm not,
I'm not saying that was a fart, dude.
No, it was a shit. He's probably got a little turd.
Something smells like garbage.
It's his ass.
He smells like garbage.
Oh, good. Now we get to smell Nampa.
This is the nicest garage I've ever smelled like garbage.
Dude, yeah. You have such a nice garage.
She knows.
To smell like shit.
Yeah, she knows. She's blaming us.
There's no, one man and one man only.
We're all questioning
We're
the
garbage. We're just trying to get rid of you. It's not working.
This is a one man and one man only.
Oh. Chase, was it your off-brand milk rotting?
That's Josh, not Chase.
Oh. That was totally Josh.
God damn it. If you're going to insult somebody, get the right person.
I mean, I think I've taken enough flack tonight.
George, I think so too. Thank you. But
Josh is wounded.
Let's lay it on Chase. Chase, was that your flaccid, nasty milk?
Your flaccid. Why's your milk got to be flaccid, bro? Shit should not be flaccid.
If I had to make it unflaccid, I would.
You better find a way.
Unfortunately, it just hangs.
Is that your limp milk?
You better find a way to make that shit not flaccid.
I'll throw it around like it's champion.
Just don't expect much out of it. And if he
it's
does.
It's not me, bro. It's her. She's the meanie, man.
Okay. I don't want.
Because you said everything she wanted to say.
I don't want to get beat tonight. So, titties is out / favorite child.
You're still getting beat.
Titties is out.
You're still getting beat.
Don't worry, folks.
Save me, SOS.
She'll be back in 6 minutes.
Pretty sure you're done for.
Fuck you.
You and your flaccid mic and your flaccid milk.
It all wants to be hard.
But it can't with you?
Oh, shit, dude.
Bro.
Dude, how did she know about the flaccid... I'm telling you.
You just fucking vibe flaccid?
Yeah.
You just, yeah.
My bad.
Like, what's your initial impression? Flaccid.
Flaccid.
Sorry. I know we're worldwide.
Flaccid.
God.
Are you going to stop fucking up the mic and talk?
Fuck no, you, Josh.
That shit's going to be Chase, broken forever now.
You don't have to touch the microphone to speak into it. It's crazy.
Fuck you.
I thought he was trying to make out with me.
See, I thought he was going to lean in.
He's
and
learning.
I was totally watching.
I was going to fart in your mouth.
Oh, my God. That would probably kill him. That would probably, yeah. He would probably die with that.
He probably would die from that.
Like, if he farted in your mouth, you would be flaccid. Your whole body would go flaccid.
Is this something outside?
Your life force would go flaccid.
Wait, this episode.
I were whispering. Whisper it. Every squire has it. Whisper it in the mic to me.
Shh.
Chase is flaccid.
Jesus. I am not flaccid. I'm trying to contain my boner. It's pulled up in my fucking.
Why are you staring at me?
Chase is
dude.
So hard right now. Oh, you
don't,
dude. Hey, hold on.
Keep.
He is. Testing. He is staring right at Josh as he's talking about being hard.
You do the fold up. You do the fold up too.
So
the waistband
you saw
fold up
that too. I mean, I saw it. I
sorry.
I can
what?
Look back. We're
you
not
do the waist. You do the waistband fold up.
Absolutely,
bro. That's the.
It's the only way to choke out a boner.
God damn it! We made eye contact.
It is.
You pull else? It up and you walk and you're like,
who else does the waistband fold up?
I'm not that big.
The problem is once it drops, it kind of protrudes. gets a little deep.
He doesn't want to do the waistband fold up.
Like I'm too old to get a hard on anymore.
What's a hard on?
I mean, he finally admitted it.
That's my future, Donnie.
Yeah,
that's the future.
You gotta go get that Mexican Viagra.
I'm impotent, bitch.
He's halfway to 50.
I sent an email out to Hims this morning.
Kill Josh before impotence.
Yeah, he's the first one in the light.
I'm gonna get my free trial.
Oh,
that
shit.
Doesn't make sense. Oh, you fucked up.
Chase getting rambunctious.
You fucked up.
There went your fucking love diary.
Somebody call Tara.
Chase.
Somebody call her.
Chase. Yeah. I'll give you justice. I'll make a book of us.
Chase done fucked up your...
Yeah, dude, why you fucking... That's a hardbound book, dude. It's hardbound.
Fuck, I'm sorry. I like pickles, dick.
He likes dick and pickles.
A pickle dick.
Dan.
Don't say it. Don't tell it.
Shh. Edit.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.